Okay, this is Yrjö. Good afternoon, good morning, whatever. We could as well, I guess, start. Why don't you have a roll call?
Yes, with pleasure, Yrjö Gisler here. Welcome on today's ESADT call on Thursday, the 24th of January at 1400 UTC. On today's call, we have Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Roosevelt King, Uriel Lansikoro, Tijani Benjema, Dev Anantiluksingh, Alan Greenberg, and Eduardo Diaz. Apologies noted from Alejandro Pisanti, José Arce, and Yaobi Wun. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes, and also if you are on the audio bridge and on the Adobe Connect room, please do remember to mute your microphone and your speakers. We will also be taking action items, so if there are any, please do state them clearly, and the transcript will be available within 48 hours. Thank you. Over to you, Yrjö.
Thank you. Thank you, Gisela. And welcome all to this conference of the ESADT, which I hope is pretty much the last one. That is to say that we get our work ready tonight. Can I ask Isabella to scroll the text we have in the centerpiece, center 227.7? Oh yeah, I can scroll it now. Okay, fine. So first of all, here in the beginning, at 27.1, my apologies that I still did not correct the timing here, and of course it should read at the end, no later than 6 months before the conclusion of ICANN annual general meeting. So that I hope that the correction can be made later, and then I scroll down.
Yrjö, it's Alan. I think I did send you a revised version of that I cleaned up the wording, because it was very difficult to read with the references to the bylaws, so I made it much cleaner.
Okay.
Sent it by.
I have not seen it, but it's probably my fault. It's somewhere in my inbox.
I'll double check and see if I can post it here.
Yeah, okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, so going down to 27.7, which we discussed a bit last time, I hope that we should now be happy with that, with what we have here. And we could go to 27.8, which is the voting process. I have made here some changes.
It's Alan. I suggested that in your second bullet of 27.7 that you change will to may.
Okay.
Just because we're not in a position to guarantee that they will name someone, but we're saying they're allowed to name someone.
Will now. Okay, yeah, I got it. 27.7b, will to may. Thank you.
Do you mean...
No, okay. Sorry.
If they don't want to replace...
Tijani, you're right. I just realized as I was looking at it, I think that rule needs to say explicitly if a member of the electorate is a candidate, that candidate may not vote. But
Exactly.
All right. So can we go to the 27.8 voting process? I made a few changes here. Editorial changes, I would say. It says, should one candidate receive, it was received greater than 50%, but I think it's more accurate to say, should one candidate receive more than 50%. And then in D, E, and F, I changed the order of these things because I think it's more logical this way. That is to say, if there is a tie for the last position, then the first thing to do, if there is time, that there is a new that the BMSPC will run a new election that applies both to D and E, and only if there is no time, then there will be this random selection by a method determined in advance. So I open the floor for discussing 27.8. Please. Alan, your hand is up. Yeah, are you?
No, sorry, that was an old hand, but I think I need a moment to read it. So.
Okay, please. Take your time. Any comments? Dev, please.
Yeah, this is her, TV. Sorry, I was talking to myself. My apologies.
Thank you. This is David Ann speaking. I'm looking at 27.8D. And
B or D?
I'm finding it. D is in Delta.
Thank you.
Yes.
D. I'm trying to read it. I'm trying to find it hard to parse the statement here. When there are three candidates remaining, there shall be a vote by the electorate. Would be my suggested rewording. But my concern is the next sentence. Should one candidate receive more than 50% of votes cast, that candidate shall be declared the winner.
Mm-hmm.
The candidate is going to be removed.
Damn, that's fine.
All right. After that, let me just read that next sentence over again and think more about it. I just find it a little bit confusing the way it's stated. All right. I'll put my hand down.
Okay. All right. Any other comments?
It's Alan. As far as I can tell, it parses and it's all correct. It's one of these things that I think is better to be read over a second time afterwards, but it looks good to me.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you, Alan.
There's parity with what you're doing in terms of process in D and E. And I don't have a problem with that. Let's hope we never get there, but I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I think all you did is invert the sentence structure.
That is right, yes, that is right, because I think I thought that was more logical that way.
Yeah, if sufficient time remains was at the end instead of the beginning, I think. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's fine.
I tend to write reverse sentences often.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay, can we go to the next, which is 27.9, that is history, and it simply says that the process history should not get lost.
Mm.
Okay. We can now leave 27 and go to 11, recall. And here I made one change, that is to say, I added something that that Alan suggested in his comment some time ago, that is to say that before proceeding to the formal recall process, the chair may encourage the officer concerned to resign. I don't know if that should be will or may, but anyway, I put it here because I think that it's reasonable to talk first. Alan, please.
Yeah, is this section just for officers, or is it officers and appointees? I think it's the latter, in which case this 11.2 should say officer or appointee.
Okay.
That's a good catch, Alan. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same is true for the rest of the if it appears.
Yeah. But should that be also in 11.1 in that case?
Yeah. Just double checking in definitions. Are we still using the term officer universally, or has that been changed?
I don't actually think it shows up, but I think we can leave it at this point and do that in the final cleanup if necessary.
Okay. All right. That probably needs to be parked as a minor piece of toilet at the next bite of this.
Okay. Okay. Alan, your hand is up. Is that the...
Nope, sorry.
Okay. Tijani, please.
Yes, thank you. I don't think that we need to include the appointees here, because the officials are the result of a voting operation by the Rados, or an appointment by the NOMCOM.
No.
The appointees are appointed by the ALAC, and ALAC can remove them or change them anytime ALAC wants. So there is not a special case for them. There is not a problem to change an appointee. Perhaps he doesn't have time to do the job, so we can change him. But for an officer, it is not easy to change him. That's why we need this rule number 11. Thank you.
Tijani, Cheryl here. I'm a little concerned about that, because there's a vast difference between, for example, an appointee to a lowercase L liaison to a work group or whatever, and something like a formal liaison under the bylaws to one of the support organisations. Then
I understand very well.
Yeah, there might be a difference. Tijani, what do you think?
Shirin. Yes. I think that for appointees, they are appointed by the ALAC, and ALAC has all the rights to remove them anytime. But the officials are not nominated or elected or appointed by the ALAC.
Yes, they are.
That's why we need a special rule for it. If
the officers are appointed by the ALAC.
Yes. It's Alan Tijani. What officers are you talking about that are not appointed by the ALAC?
Yes.
We may be talking about different people here.
All officers are appointed by the ALAC.
Yes, we may be talking about different things, yes.
Okay.
The only thing that isn't appointed by the ALAC is the occupier of seat 15 on the board.
Yeah.
No, I am... No, yes.
All right. So perhaps after this discussion, we should we could add the word appointee here in all these paragraphs, all these subsections where it is necessary.
And to that end, if I may, Yuro, Cheryl here for the record, the addition of 11.2 is even more important because that's the critical control point where a chair intervenes and says, excuse me, dear.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's Alan. I have a concern. Do we really want the words that are there? I think it's clear that any position the ALAC appoints or elects, other than the ALAC, it can undo. And do we really want a statement here that if we want to take someone out of a position, it's got to be sent to the public list? Doesn't that violate our rules about sensitivity and things like that?
The public list, Cheryl here, the public list references go back to the original precursor, in fact, rules to the rules we're operating on now. I have a personal view, and it is only a personal view, that can, in this case of what could be considered sensitive material and deliberations could be removed from the text, but you should know that it comes from a history of a desire, an original desire, which may or may not be still in existence, but there was an original desire by members of the at-large community for the highest levels of transparency. That said, my personal view is, in a matter of this type of thing, there may be a strong argument, and one I would support, to suggest that public this discussion may not be as productive as just getting the job done behind scenes and making an announcement, thanking people very much for the work they've done, and telling who has replaced them. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. What would you suggest instead of public ALAC list here? By the way, I think that we have been replacing the words public ALAC list in other places also. It's an old name for that list.
I think in all cases we're saying in a list specified in, because there's a document. There's one of the adjunct documents will talk about what lists are used for.
Okay.
And to that end, then, Cheryl, here for the record, you would, for example, you may find that it was deemed appropriate for such discussion, etc., to happen on the internal ALAC list, which has the regional officers. I mean, it's not a terribly small list. Alan can tell you exactly who's on it. But it is, in inverted commas, not public. However, it is archived, and should, for example, an ombudsman issue or some sort of investigation happen, then those archives could be drawn upon. And I think that's the very least we should make sure is happening.
Okay.
Otherwise, you've got a risk of not so much capture as various encampments fighting over the bones.
Mm. All right. Anything else on the on these various subsections of this rule?
A small one in 11.5. You have delegate where it should be ALAC member.
Okay.
I'm just getting to 6. Sorry, I had to scroll to another page for that.
A delegate would be ALAC member.
Correct.
Okay.
Capitalized.
It's interesting that 11.6, sorry, you're just jumping in, 11.6 has the officer or representative language in it, and yet the earlier points don't.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well.
Yeah, a representative is appointee, I think.
Yeah.
Now appointee.
Yeah, we changed representative to appointee.
To appointee, that's right, yeah. That needs to be tidied as well.
Olivier has his hand up.
Olivier, please.
Thank you very much, Yero. It's Olivier for the transcript record. I think it would be worth also looking at the chat regarding several things here. The public ELAC list discussion. Public ELAC list is ambiguous and could be defined elsewhere in the document as being the ELAC with the working list rather than being the ELAC internal list. So my suggestion was to say public ELAC list per guidelines on what list to use in the section which will describe what list is to be used for what. Since, of course, we might have additional lists created in the future, and we do not want to have to change our bylaws so as to be able to make use of different lists with different names in the name.
Yeah, Olivier, we already said that this document will simply say in a list as specified in adjunct document.
Yeah, we'll have the flexibility there, Olivier.
What, on 11.A, yeah?
On all list activities.
Anytime it mentions a list.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as it's
It's Yuryo here. I think that the
that's not what I heard in the discussion we just had now, though. So this is why.
Yeah.
If we've said it, then it's on the record. Thanks.
Yeah. And I think it's Yuryo here. I think that the this is one of the things that needs to be looked for when the various rules are sort of harmonized, that is to say, which is I think the job of the ROP as a whole to make sure that all these lists that occur in different sections are referred to their proper names. All right. Anything else? Anything else on 11?
Yeah, it's Alan again. Like in the previous one, I think it's something that once the quote final version is out, I think we need to read it and make sure it really says what we want. Hard to do it on the fly when we're changing wording one by one. But
yes.
I think that's one of the things that I think we need to read carefully after we get a clean version.
Yep. Okay. Yes, chair, please.
Yeah, just noticing, we probably need to make sure that there's a prioritization of these adjunct documents, and I. Whilst it isn't the ballywick of this particular drafting team, I would think that the leadership of this team, along with the leadership of the other drafting teams, would be the ideal subgroup to do that. And I just wanted it on the record that there are a few adjunct documents that need to be put together, but there probably needs to be an order in which they are done. And this list one should be, in my view, relatively highly prioritized. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I mean, it seems that that we have come through now 27 and 11. And my question really to Alan and to Cheryl is what is the next step? I mean, because I think that Cherry, please.
Sorry, I don't know if my hand is up because my system's just rebooting itself for reasons known only to itself. We need to get the text as finally edited here, into the master template, recognizing that the master template itself is going to have to be, you know, subject to that full group or leadership subgroup review. I'm not wedded to the format of the template, but I do want to make sure that if additional things are added, as you may remember, there is a skeletal structure which is very, very lean, but, for example, the work from this drafting team and indeed all the others, as it gets cooked in, I'm happy for everyone to add other bits and other subsections, even other full categories. But if you do that, then, you know, pop in a title or whatever for that category. But what I don't want to have happen is have any of them, even though they're only lean ones, any of the currently identified bits totally removed. So I'd rather have something left there and glaringly blank for when we review this after all the DT input is put together, and that will help us go, oops, we forgot to deal with this aspect.
Mm. Okay. Can I ask the staff, Gisela, could you move this text now to the template?
Sorry, Uriya Gisela here. You'd like me to move which text?
The text we have here, the text that drafting team has produced. I mean the earlier paragraphs and also now 27 and 11 to the template.
Okay, Uriya, perhaps I don't know how busy Gisela is, but I do know we're heading towards a meeting looming at staff. Could I beg you to make that an action item more generically on staff, and then Heidi can work out who's best able to do that? Because the same hand should probably be doing it for all of the DTs.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So let's make that an action item. My point was that I don't need to do it. I don't know. I'm probably not able to master the intricacies of the Wiki Confluence.
I'm sure Heidi will find an appropriately skilled person.
All right. Okay, good. Okay. Is there anything else? I mean, this would be a record conference, at least in my memory.
That
would be just half an hour.
Alan,
please.
Yes, I just put in the chat both the text, suggested text for 27.1 and the rationale and the message which gave the full details of how I got to there. So if anyone wants to look at it. You did respond to the email, Yuri, so you did get it.
Okay, all right, yeah. I'm sorry.
Stating.
Okay. Tijani, please.
Yes, thank you. Yuru, can you please send the last version of these rules on the list, or send the right link, because I didn't find it on the wiki page. So if you can send the final text or give the right link. Thank you.
The final text of rule 27 or 11?
No, 27 and 11.
Yes, okay, all right, I'll do it. Okay.
There has been a discussion going on in the chat about whether, to put it bluntly, impeachment should be public or private. In my mind, the issue is anyone who serves at the will of the ALAC, and the ALAC can reverse that decision. But because people in our environment work with each other in many different venues, we want to make it as genteel as possible. That was the intent in writing, you know, in drafting the section on metrics and remediation.
This
section is just putting forth the process, but the overall guidelines on remediation say, to the extent possible, we do it without, you know, harming people's reputation or making peers come out in public against their you know, people that they work with in other venues.
Yeah.
Particularly because we are talking volunteers here, whilst I hear and see Avery's service of the Willard at large and her disagreement, that's probably something that would be in a slightly different world. At this point, I don't believe that the character set that are the primary voices of at large are necessary. Some of them need protecting from ending up in hot water. Some of them are very capable, of course, but there are those, particularly with some of our at-large structures and individuals who are not familiar with the delightful thrust of parry of some of the political world that some of us come from, who could be harmed quite significantly by these activities. I would prefer to, at this point, keep it cautious and hasten slowly. That said, there would be nothing, for example, stopping an individual or a group of individuals turning up to a teleconference or a face-to-face meeting and asking questions. There is always that, and of course the ultimate control, where the service of satisfaction or dissatisfaction can be measured, is in the regions and the ALS's ability to return or replace people in the ALAC who are making these decisions. Thank you.
Yeah, but as far as the text here for Rule 11 is concerned, I think that what we have decided to use instead of public ALAC list, let's say a list specified in an annex or adjunct document, would take care of that. It doesn't say whether it's public or private or whatever. Okay, now for the action item, it should be staff to move the texts prepared by the ESACT to the template. Okay, if there is nothing more, I would like to thank all members of this drafting team, and of course all of you, and of course Alan and Charlie. You have been really a great support for me all the time, and we also thank Jalvi, who's my co-pen holder, and meet. There is no meeting, as I understand, of this drafting team anymore, because we have done our job. But then, of course, we are going to meet around these texts a few times in different other compositions.
Yes.
So, thank you very much.
You're all being recycled, you're right.
Well, I'm glad I joined just as you're folding up.
Yeah.
Hello,
Cal. Okay, all right. Okay.
I apologize, so, folks. I was teaching and had the late class.
All right. Well, we all have our jobs. Okay, so thank you all, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected.